Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
I
need your healing power.
I need you touch me now. Great is your mercy. Give us your loving kindness. I can do this without crying. Toward me. But it's your tender mercy I can see. Every day after day, a brand new mercy every day. More of your love every day. More of your help every day. New determination every day. A new reason for living every day. A new day to love every day. To show forth your wonders every day. To stand in your presence. Help me sing. Shabbat down the other voice. Help me sing. Sing it. Sing it.
Forever faithful toward me. And you're always providing for me.
Can you help me sing?
Great is your mercy.
Is that your testimony? Raise your voice and say, great is your mercy.
are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are one, one. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
And great. your hand, could it said I leave my hand. How many of you love him? Come on. Say I love you, Lord.
Some time and just love him. Just lift up your hands and begin to sing to him in the spirit.
Yeah. There we go.
Jesus,
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyer from I Am, that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. He is awesome. He's wonderful. He's mighty. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power. Lord, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. O Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. There is none like you, O Lord. You are great and you're and great is your name, the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Psalm 96, verse 4. Hallelujah. Praise you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who preserves the covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. Cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name? I love this. Hallelujah. What will you do for your great name? Hallelujah. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. For they will hear of your great name and your mighty hand and of your outstretched arm when he comes and prays towards this house. Also concerning the foreigner who is not from your people Israel, when he comes from a far country, for your great name's sake and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, when he come and pray towards this house. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. For God is the king of all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful psalm, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the is Mount Zion. In the far north, the city of a great king. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you. In the beauty of your holiness, how great is our God. How great is our God? You are awesome. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Ramasa niriya kuya makoya na siriya ku. Hallelujah. Ramasa niriya kuya nikaya makaya sedere ku. Hey, yakuya na sandiriya. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, Lord. You woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord. You kept watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We surrender completely and totally to you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our life. Perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, we are here to worship and to honor you, to bless your name. So we thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst. Move in our midst, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, hover over every area of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hover over every ear of our lives. Hover over every ear of our children's lives. Holy Ghost. Hover over the lives of our spouses, our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Hover. Over our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light in every ear of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, empty us of ourselves in the name of Jesus and fill us up with your Holy Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up with the Spirit of the living God. We want to walk by your Spirit and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, O God. In the name of Jesus, we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we're weak, you are strong. Hallelujah. So we surrender our weaknesses to you, O God, and strengthen us. We admit our weaknesses, and we surrender to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that each and everyone, under the sound of my voice, those that I hear this morning, and those that will listen at another time, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, this morning we pray for your mercy. Your mercy on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, a sin of omission and commission, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Mercy upon our grandchildren. Oh, God, mercy upon our siblings. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for your mercy. Mercy, mercy. In the name of Jesus, your mercy is on you every morning. We tap into your mercy this morning in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we've fallen short of your glory, O God. And Father, we ask for your mercy. in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning, oh God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God. We put the armor on our parents, our spouses, oh God, friends, our nieces and our nephews. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we thank you for the armor in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus that washed away our sins. O Father God, we release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. O Father God, the blood of Jesus in our environment. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our environment, O God, our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. Our transportation in the blood of Jesus. Our children in the blood of Jesus. Grandchildren, O God, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash away and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for your redeeming blood. We thank you, O God, for your blood, the blood, the blood. We thank you for the healing power in the blood of Jesus. O Father God, we soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. O Father God, we pray for healing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Heal us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Perfect everything that concerns our physical body, but, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns our spiritual bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Father, I hide behind the cross. All of you, O God, and none of me, O God, in the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you this morning to turn your Bibles to Philippians 2. And I'm going to start reading from the first verse in the name of Jesus. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort, love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercy and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness, underline that, lowliness of mind. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being for in the robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. As we are worshiping this morning, because the Lord, one of the blessings, thank God for him, that God always do for me for years, is always to give me fresh manna. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, especially when it comes to the ministering on the prayer line, he always gives me fresh manna, and I love it, because that's why I like worship. Because when you're worshiping God, he will release some things. Hallelujah. So one of the things we should be grateful in this ministry, because we get fresh manna from the Lord to be delivered. So every morning when you come, you're not eating leftovers. It is fresh manna. Hallelujah. And God's word is never leftovers unless someone is copying from another pastor verbatim. No, God's word is always fresh manna. Amen. In the name of Jesus. What is God speaking to us about? As we're celebrating the greatness of Almighty God. How great is our God? We're going to his greatness. But to be great, you know, everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody wants to, you know, not everybody, but most people, they want this, they want that, they want everybody running after them. They want a great this, great that. But my brothers and sisters, as the Spirit of the Lord is speaking this morning to us, let the mind of Christ be in us. When God is speaking to us, you cannot be great unless you become humble. Greatness comes through humility. Amen. You cannot be great in the eyes of God. I'm not talking about great in the eyes of man, because you can be great in the eyes of man through arrogance. And through worldly riches, and if you look at the physical part of it, you see some people with arrogance. They don't know how to talk to people. They're full of pride. That's not the greatness of the world. Because what you're looking for, what I'm looking for, the greatness in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. And who should we follow? Jesus Christ. Humility. Hallelujah. Humility. Jesus took the form of man. Jesus became humble as a servant. He left glory and came down. And this is humility. He created the heavens, the earth. Oh, but he left and came down, humble himself. And therefore God has exalted him and given him a name that is high above all names. We said, let the mind of Christ be in us. What is that mind? It's humility. And people would say, I'm humble. Oh, yeah, you say you're humble, but let's not saying you're humble, but let us see that humility. Hallelujah. God wants to see your humility. Though we can pretend before man and say we humble, but God sees our humility. He sees us for who we are. Are we humble? Humility. Hallelujah. It is so important. Humility. Hallelujah. That means that you humble, you don't care what A say or B say. You only want to do what is right in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Humility and not pride and not arrogance. Because everything is unto the Lord. If you got a promotion on your job, it is the Lord who gave you that promotion. If you got more salary, it's the Lord who gave you the strength, who made you well that you can work to make the funds. Everything is the Lord. Humility is total surrender to God and not you saying you do this on your own or taking accolades. No. Humility is when you humble, you become like a servant, like Jesus. He washed his disciples' feet. That's humility. Hallelujah. Look at the condition of our hearts. Do we have that humble heart? Or are we looking for what man will say about us? About what God says? Humility, you're not ashamed to say you're sorry. When we make mistakes, humility that you can say, look, I am sorry. Humility is you don't cast blame on others. All the times when people point fingers, this person made me do it. And you see it a lot in relationship with husbands and wives. You see the wife blaming the husband. The husband don't do this. He don't do that. You see the wife saying, the husband blaming the wife. The wife, she's not this, she's not that. And each person pointing their fingers at the other. Hallelujah. Instead of looking, what am I doing? What is wrong in my marriage? What is wrong in my relationship? What is wrong in my relationship with my children? What is wrong that you come to the Lord in honesty? Hallelujah. And that's in what in Liberia, they said 1 cent to make it takes 2 cents. Because one person can cause all the problems. It got to be two. Hallelujah. God, unless you're crazy for one person to just cause a whole stir up with nobody else. No, it takes two. So what are you doing? Lord, search me and know my heart. What are you doing that causing that reaction? What am I doing? We got to look at ourselves and ask the Holy Spirit to search us and then come into repentance. Because when you keep pointing your fingers at others, when you keep pointing your fingers at others, then you're putting it on, you're releasing yourself, and you say, oh, I'm pointing this person did that. Hallelujah. One of the key is to look, the Holy Spirit, to look at yourself. Come to God. And let me tell you the truth. Everybody know their weakness. People pretend like they don't know their weakness. But everybody knows their weakness. Come to God honestly. and ask God to help you with those weaknesses. Because if you keep covering it up, that's arrogance. That's not humility. That's pride. That's arrogance. We have to humble ourselves. But Jesus Christ's name, Jesus Christ highly exalted, he humbled himself. When you want to be great, great in the eyes of God. Greatness is doing God's will, God's way. Greatness is doing God's will, be obedient to God's will and doing it God's will. Who is the example? It is Jesus Christ. That's what greatness is. Not greatness for the world, but greatness in the, because the world will call you great and give you names, but in the eyes of God, you're not great. And because God sees all our flaws and everything. But when we humble ourselves and say, Lord, here I am, take everything inside of me that thus I bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, I am weak, but thou art strong. I surrender my weaknesses to you. Lord, help me in this and that area, oh God. I surrender, coming to him. Humility, to be humble, it takes honesty. You have to be honest with yourself. Hallelujah. You have to be honest and stop casting blame. We cannot cast blame on everybody else and look for excuses. That means we're trying to be self-righteous. No, but when we come before God with a humble heart, hallelujah, and say, Lord, I'm weak. Help me with this. Help me with that. Surrendering our hearts to God. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Lord, I need your strength. I need your strength to go through this. Lord, help me to be a better parent. Hallelujah. What you review your parenthood. I do that all the time. Even when I see my kids going through different things. Even now, every now and then, every now, let me go over my parenting style. Hallelujah. What did I do, or what did my kids see? What did they hear? Think this way. Or sometimes parents say, the kids will be what they want to be. But believe me, children observe everything. Believe me, whether you know it or not. But it's when your children have been observing you from the time, just like you observe them, they observe everything about you. They might not say it, but they observe. So you go over your life. Yeah, perhaps I had not turned my life over to Christ. And perhaps my children saw, when I was in the world, the children saw A, B, C, D. The children heard these types of conversations. I did not, I took them to Sunday school. I took them to church. I took them to Bible study. But was I living the way that the Lord says to live? Was I an example to my children? Those are the things you go in. Well, really, did my children hear me use curse words? Did my children hear me on the telephone gossiping about my sister or my brothers? Did my children on the ear hear me and talking about my best friend? Did my children see me lying and then know that I was lying? What did my children see me observe about me? Did my children see me bring different men in my house? Or different, did they see me doing that and I was in marriage to these men? Did my children hear me curse my mother out and say nasty things about my father or my mother? Did my children hear me say nasty things about my brothers and my sisters? What did my children see when I was the world or even now? So we look at those things you go over. And then you, when you go over, even if you don't see it, if you think you, no, you're not perfect. If you think you're perfect, that means you do not have humility. Then you go to God in prayer. Lord, in any way, I have sinned and fallen short in being a good parent to my child, a good sister to my sister, a good daughter to my mother, a good friend to my friend. Lord, in any way that I've been wrong, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me, oh God. Lord, you know at that time when those situations took place, I was not in you. I did not know better, oh God. Is this what causing my child or my children to do A, B, C? I did not know better. Lord, help me. I did not have no example in front of me. My parents were not example to me. My parents divorced at a certain age. I saw my parents, but you know, you, Lord, you know it all. You see it all. So, Lord, help me in those areas of my life. Help me, oh God, I need you. I need your mercy, and I need you to perfect those things. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let those things be washed away. Help me, Lord. Let this be a new beginning. Even though I'm in my 40s, let this be a new beginning for me and my child's relationship or my grandchildren's relationship. Even though I'm in my 50s, let this be a new relationship. Oh, God, do something new. Oh, God, I need you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Lord, my child drink and then do these things and over. Oh, God, forgive me because the life I led before wasn't right. No, Lord, so have mercy. You come and be God full of humility and admitting that you've done wrong. And get you on your knees. You don't have to come to the world. Get on your knees and pray. Oh, Lord, I surrender. Forgive me. But then this can start a new relationship, new beginning. In your relationship, not only with your children, with your friends, with your family. Because the Bible says, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And believe me, the second greatest, love your neighbors as yourself. Your neighbors could be your father, your mother, your children. Hallelujah. Didn't you know, I've seen this before, when a child saw how the mother acted to her mother, rude and disrespectful to her mother. Guess what? When the parent got old, That child did the same thing to that parent. And when the parent say you're rude and disrespectful to me, guess what the child said? Just like you did to your mother. You are rude and disrespectful to grandma. So I'm doing the same thing you did. Oh, stop talking. Yes, ma, you were not a friend to your friends. You were supposed to be their best friend, but I heard all what you said about your best friend. I saw it. I saw mom when you stole that or you did that, dad when you did that. Look, honesty. Humble yourself. Admit. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, the first thing God said, humble, humility. Humility. Have compassion on others. Your friend, somebody will call and your children know that that's your best friend and they want to get something and your children know you have it. And you say, no, I don't have it. I can't give it to you. Do you know, even if that child 3 or 4 or 5 years old, they can observe by what? And they keep it. Children observe. So grandparents, children observe. you got your grandchildren to look at everything about you. Children, observe. But people say you can take the horse to the river, but you can't force it to drink. Yeah. Yes, you can take the horse to the river. You cannot force it, but it's serving you. There's a woman that steals in the store. She used to steal. When the judge asked her, this is a true story, she said, I wanted to be like my mom, because the mom was a shoplifter in the stores all the time. And that little girl, she was the oldest child, and her mom used to use her to put some of those clothes and things and steal. Look, we have to be. If you want, we want to be great in the eyes of God, not man, in the eyes of God, we have to humble ourselves and admit when we fall short. If you cannot admit, let the Holy Spirit search us, because none of us are perfect. It's the Lord who perfects all that concerns our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we celebrate your greatness in the month of July, let us look at ourselves. Oh God, and we ask you for mercy for all the areas of our lives that we have messed up on. In the name of Jesus, we repent. Oh God, and we want this to be a news in our lives, teaching us, oh God, what it means to be humble. Father God, greatness in your eyes, not greatness in man's eyes, but your eyes. So, Father, thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Help us, oh God. We pray for that spirit of humility. Hallelujah. To be embedded in our spirit. Oh God. Lord, take away a brute pride, haughtiness, arrogance. Release your spirit of love, humility, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Let it be activated and manifested in our lives. And let your name be glorified. Let your name be honored. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each and every one. As we start the next, Lord, these next few months, the end of the year, help us to walk in humility. Help us to walk in Christ's love and compassion. Lord, we want to be great in your eyes. In your eyes, not man's eye, but we want to do what is pleasing to you. Be great in your eyes. Impart the anointing. Hallelujah. Anointing of greatness is the anointing of humility. The anointing of Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. As you celebrate the greatness of God, let us be humble. Humility is the key. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
And look at the works of your hands.